From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Kiri O'Connor, Paula Poundstone, and Maz Jobrani. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Carl, just a minute. In just 1 minute, Carl, we'll penalize Ryman Brown for taking limerick-enhancing drugs. Yeah, I know. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, there are a lot of apps that let you order food from restaurants, but a new app allows you to order and enjoy what?
I think I'll need some tiny hint.
Oh, it's like, ooh, I hope the Harrises next door are having casserole tonight.
Oh, you, wow.
You get to order.
I want you to answer the question, but after you've done that, I want to find out what Paula was just thinking.
You get to order your neighbor's food?
You get to order your neighbor's leftovers. Yes.
What?
I would love that.
Well, sure, you know.
I mean, I don't want to eat my neighbor's leftover, but I would kill for them to eat mine. Sometimes I honestly think to myself while I'm doing the dishes at night, because I don't mind washing the dishes, but I hate looking for the lids to the Tupperware. I hate putting, I don't know if it's my OCD, that part of it, I hate. And I often think to myself, you know, if the world's going to end anyways, why not tonight?
You'd rather have the apocalypse than find the lid to the Tupperware.
Well, it's just easier.
All right. Say hello to Leftover Swap. This new app allows you to take pictures of the leftovers in your fridge, post it for your neighbors to see, and name a fair price. Granted, given the state of most leftovers, we're going to assume the standard price is probably your life. The inspiration for Leftover Swap came when a freegan surfer crashed on one of the designer's couches. For those who don't know, a freegan is someone who survives on food from other people's garbage, or as they're more commonly known, raccoons.
I'm not sure anybody wants what's in my refrigerator, you know? But I just harvested.
You harvested what?
I have a garden, but, you know, I've never been a very good gardener. So my harvest is often slim. I harvested a green bell pepper that stands about an inch high.
That's
and
nice.
And one cherry tomato.
That's nice.
Yes, and then we had the harvest festival.
Did you dance around the maypole? How nice.
I did, now that you mention it.
Maz, the war between new parents and normal people have been escalating. They've got their strollers, they show up at the bar with their baby. They've taken it to the next level. Parents have been seen bringing what to restaurants?
So they've been taking their strollers to the thing, and now they're bringing their babies to the restaurant.
Right, we know this. They've been doing this for years.
Yeah, now they're bringing the crib.
Exactly right. In Brooklyn the other day, a pair of young parents was seen bringing their baby in a rolling crib down the sidewalk, parking it next to an outdoor table, and having their brunch.
How big is this baby? Can't they just put him in a crib? Well, I mean, in a stroller?
Apparently they wanted to give it some room to play.
What a lazy baby.
I know.
Makes all the sense to me.
Yeah.
Baby's got to come out of the crib. There's going to be things we got to do in life that's going to be outside the crib, baby.
Right. Yeah. So you'd be you take your 18-month-old, you, go get some pizza. Here's $20. Bring it back.
My parents bought a Winnebago once, and they used to pull up places and eat.
Really?
It's sort of the same idea, really. Yeah, it's bigger.
I just said, baby, there's a whole world to see outside this crib, baby. We got to do this, baby. We got to go. We're going to go to a restaurant. We're going to go to a field. You're going to be on grass. Come on, baby. Get out, baby. Yeah.
Man, you are like a motivational speaker for babies.
I want that baby out of that crib.
One of the spokes in the obesity epidemic wheel are, you know, parents who leave their kid, really out of convenience, I'm sure, in the stroller for far too long. And I've seen that. You know, I've seen, huge children.
Yeah, 30, 40 years old.
Strapped in. It's more like a rickshaw feeling to it than... Yeah, and it's, you know, it's really easier for the parent because you don't have to wait while they dally and things like that. So you just, get them. You pick them up at high school and go, get in, just get in.
Yeah.
And now we've got the Segway, so you go from stroller to Segway,
and
then to a wheelchair, and you die. That's
it. You know, I'll tell you something. I have often, you know, nowadays, I remember my youngest is now 15, but I remember when he was a baby and we had the snuggly thing, which would take me easily an hour to get that damn thing on. They make them different now. Now they have the car seat that you pull out and it clicks. You don't have to take the kid out of the car seat to put in the stroller. It clicks onto the stroller. And then at night, there's a thing, these suction cups, where you can stick it on the side of the refrigerator. You use your app to get your neighbor's leftovers. It's possible to go a whole couple of weeks without actually touching your kid. That's great.
You know, it wasn't always that easy.
No, I mean, it wasn't always that easy.
I had kids so long ago that weren't even strollers. You just kind of dragged the kid down the street.
Yeah, there were wheels you could attach directly to the baby back then.